Don't Waste Your Isolation was a series I originally wrote to encourage our church during the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020. We were unable to gather for corporate worship, practicing social distancing, and experiencing different levels of personal isolation. It is our prayer it will be an encouragement to anyone experiencing any time of separation or isolation. This is part 10. Avoid the spiral of fear. Psalm 27:1 reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" For believers, the only thing we should fear is God. Standing in the presence of angels caused many to fear, but they were often commanded to fear not. Paul reminds Timothy to fan into flames God's gift to him because, quote, "God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control," 2 Timothy 1:7. We don't need to fear because God is our light, our salvation, our stronghold. And yet, if we neglect these truths, the prospect of facing certain events, people, or circumstances can cause us to be fearful, and this fear can often launch us into a fear-spiraled life. Consider the definition of spiral when used as an adjective. Running continuously around a fixed point or center while constantly receding from or approaching it. Once we embrace a fear of anything, that fear can capture and overwhelm us, leading to more fear. Embracing fear spirals us away from God, away from the security and sustenance only He can provide, away from the peace He provides. The more fear encompasses us, the more energy we expend on managing the fear rather than trusting in God. Are you tempted to fear in this time of isolation? Do you fear getting sick from the virus or someone you love contracting the virus? Do you fear the consequences brought on by efforts to stay the spread of the coronavirus? There are many ways you could be tempted to fear in these times, but having Christ as your center, having Christ as your strength and refuge, having Christ as your sovereign provider, and having Christ as your ultimate goal and satisfaction help you remain in a Christ-centered, spiraled life. The more the world or circumstances or events or people offer you temptations to recede from Christ, being anchored to Christ helps you recede from the temptations to fear and move closer to Christ. How do you know if you are afraid? One way is to consider your level of anxiety. Does your anxiety level raise as you consider all the complications brought on by the virus? Does your anxiety level raise as you worry about unknown or unproven possibilities? Are you more anxious as you read what others are saying about the way the government is handling the situation? If your anxiety level raises as you contemplate any tangent of our current times, you are receding from trust in God and moving toward fear. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 are familiar verses which read, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Behold the wonderful promises of God. Paul assumes that there will be times we are tempted to be anxious, and he provides us both command and promise. Use your energy to pray with thanksgiving instead of to be anxious. And when you do, God will grant you peace. Not just any peace, but His peace. And that peace has the mission, the purpose, of guarding both your heart, your emotion, so often overengaged when we are anxious, and your mind, your intellect, so often overengaged with untruth when we are anxious, and guarding both of them in Christ Jesus. Living in the sphere of Christ, in union with Him, brings the protection of God's peace in times of temptation to fear and to be anxious. So, if you are tempted to worry, to be anxious, to fear anything brought about by these crazy, shifting, temporal times in which we find ourselves, use that energy to pray with thanksgiving. The peace you receive is far beyond anything you can understand.